Welcome to VGK Today, presented by BetMGM, where we give you an inside look at the Vegas Golden Knights 2024 Stanley Cup playoff run. I'm Justin Russo with the Golden Knights on Thursday, May 2nd, with the VGK regrouping after a Game 5 loss to Dallas that now has them down 3-2 in their best-of-seven series. Bruce Cassidy made some major changes to the lineup for Game 5, inserting Pavel Dorofeev and Ben Hutton into the lineup, while also going to Aiden Hill in net to start his first game of the series. While the changes did provide a spark for Vegas, particularly Hill, who was really solid in net, it wasn't enough to come away with the win, as Dallas took the game 3-2. Most of the offense in Game 5 came in the opening period, as each team scored twice, with Vegas' goals coming from Mark Stone and William Carrier.
One by Stevenson. To the left wall, Jack Eichel. A point every game this series. Low to high, finds Hanifin. Lefty shoots. Score! Redirection in front, and the Knights take a 1-0 lead. Mark Stone between the circles. It's like an instant replay of Game 1. Vegas has a power play goal 4 minutes in. It took only 9 seconds on the power play after Stevenson got it out to the point. Hanifin with the wrist shot off of Mark Stone in front with Hertl right in front of Jake Oettinger, the goalie. Knights on it. Barbashev protects the breakout. Little head fake from Carrier to gain the zone. And down to the trapezoid he goes with the puck. Gets to the side of the net. He stops and scores! William Carrier, spinorama from the trapezoid out to the right post. The lefty hammers it home. Vegas ties it 2-2. William Carrier's first point of the postseason and the sixth goal of his playoff career. 2-2 tie with 7:29 to go in the first period.
A high-scoring first would not translate to the final 40 for either side, as Jason Robertson's power play goal in the second period ended up being the game winner, with Dallas winning their third straight game of the series. Vegas will now fight for their season on Friday at the Fortress, seeking to extend the series to 7 games with a win on home ice, with the start time for Game 6 set for 7 o'clock Pacific time from T-Mobile Arena. As we continue to digest Game 5, after the break we'll throw it to Dave Gosher and Shane Knighty as they offer their thoughts on the Vegas loss.
Vegas! On behalf of Nagvi Injury Law, Golden Pipes, Carnell Johnson.
If you've been hurt, Nagvi is the word. Call 702-INJURY.
For Han Nagvi with Nagvi Injury Law, imagine you've been injured in an accident. Now, do you want an assembly line law firm that treats you like a number and settles early for easy money? Hell no. Call me now for a free consultation at 702-INJURED.
Jack Daniels has always made whiskey, and if they have it their way, they always will. But there's one thing Jack can't make more of. Moments. Those are on us to create. You see, hockey fans, we only get one shot at this thing called life. So let's make sure we're making the most of every moment, whether it's showing up for our team or sipping a glass of Jack while cheering at the radio. Don't let a single moment go to waste. Make it count. Jack Daniels.
Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniels Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniels and Old Number 7 are registered trademarks. Copyright 2022 Jack Daniels. All rights reserved.
So we'll paint the picture here. We're on the flight heading back to Vegas after the Golden Knights fall in Game 5 of this series, Shane. They were up 2-0. Now they're down 3-2. How do you assess big picture where this team's at emotionally as they head into a big Game 6 back at T-Mobile Arena?
Well, understandably upset, right? But when you look at the big picture, just played 5 games that either team could have won. All one-goal games, a couple empty nets, so, you know, that makes it different. But essentially one-goal games, all of them. Close, two teams very similar. But what it comes down to now is winning. You know, the pressure and momentum switches so much. So they've got to take back momentum. And with that, they put pressure back. You know, got to win one game on home ice. Been very good at the Fortress, very good at T-Mobile. It's been just a couple of, and it's fixable mistakes the last couple of games. You know, a couple, little issue with discipline. That's easily, that's fixable. Their game overall hasn't been bad. Like I said, it's so close. So I believe now it's a matter of a mindset that you go home and win one. And when you do that, now the pressure goes back on Dallas because they want to close it out. But if they don't, then the pressure goes on them, even back home. I was fortunate to be in a situation like this for a Stanley Cup final in 2011. Going back, knowing we had to win game six, and if we did that, then you carry the momentum back, pressure's on them, take advantage of it. So it's all about one game right now. That's the only focus for the Golden Knights.
You know, you mentioned the team, your Bruins team, that went through that and blew out Vancouver to win the Stanley Cup on the road. The Golden Knights now, I'd be curious to see how they respond in Game 6. Last year, they never faced elimination, right? On their run to the Cup, won a couple of series in 5, beat Dallas in 6, beat Edmonton in 6. But to your point, they do know what it's like to play in high-pressure games. One of the areas they focused on tonight, or at least talked about tonight, was the need to play with a little bit more composure. How do you do that as an athlete, knowing you were in a do-or-die game 6?
That's the mental preparation of it all, right there. Physically, everybody's in the same spot. This is about mental preparation, understanding your role, whether you break it down, you know, the first 5 minutes, first 10, 20, first period, however you want to do it as a player, however you go through your routine. This is what professional athletes prepare themselves. That's why you go through an 82-game grind, the ups and downs, understanding, thinking back on what brings the best out of you. And when you do that individually and collectively as a group, then you know how to get to your best. So I think that's what they have to do. Certainly the coaches will put everything on their, you know, the game plan out, but it's execution. So now you've got to execute at your highest level. And how do you get to that? Well, that's the mental preparation, the mindset to be ready to go. And, you know, breaking down simply is we got to win one game. It's no more than that. You're not thinking about ending the series. You're thinking about winning the game. You may start with thinking, okay, we need a good start. We're at home ice. Let's get the fans behind us. If that doesn't work out, okay, it's the next. Let's take control of the game. It's constantly with a positive attitude looking forward at what needs to be done and getting the job done.
You know, you look at this Dallas team that won the West, 113 points. You know, and you got to give them some credit here, right? They lose the first two games at home. They go to Vegas for the next two. They were the best road team in the league all season. And they showed that. And then they go back home. It seems like they've been able to kind of build their game more and more as the series has gone on.
And that can't get lost in it. This is an excellent team, the Dallas Stars. This is easily two teams that could both be in the Stanley Cup had they not had different paths, right? That they play very similar. They're deep up front. They're structured defensively. They've gotten the goaltending they've needed to win every game. It has come down to, you know, such, and I've repeated myself many times, there's such a, the margin for error is very, very small. And whatever team gets the edges come out on top, whether it's a mistake, whether it's a special team, doesn't take much to swing it. So, yeah, the Dallas Stars are a very good hockey team, and so are the Golden Knights. I look at the last two games for Vegas. I've liked a lot of their game, a lot of what they've done. They haven't been able to find that one goal in the third. And what does that do? That puts pressure on some of the guys that are expected to be difference makers. And they understand that. They know that. And what drives competitors? Pushing themselves. So they'll push themselves to be better. You have to. And I expect that from the top guys, the Golden Knights, to bring their best game here in Game 6.
We mentioned as the series has gone on that you've got some players on the Golden Knights that are coming off injuries or new to the team. Somebody like a Tomas Hertl, Mark Stone coming off injury, Alex Petrangelo late in the year, didn't play a lot, final 15, 13 of the 15 games. Is that search for chemistry, by your eye, still something they're searching for?
I think you have to be passive at this point. I think you can't let that... I think at a point that becomes a distraction. So now it's about going out and playing your game. Do what you do well. Don't overthink it. And I think at times, you know, that can be the fault of a lot of athletes is you overthink the game. So sometimes just simplifying matters, trying to look for the fancy play. I think when they're at their best is when they got in at the forecheck tonight and they hung onto the puck. They drew a penalty. Hertl drew a penalty, led to the first goal. Forecheck hard. Will Carrier's goal. In on the forecheck, take it to the net. Those are the type of plays, those are the type of goals you're going to see in this series. Winning those battles, again, repetitive, in front of the net, clearing the front of their net, and winning the ones in front of Dallas's net. Ottinger's a very good goalie. It's hard to beat him on the first shot, so I think trying to generate more second and third chances is going to be key. And they know what to do. And it comes back to going and doing it. And I think, you know, sometimes the best way to get motivated is to put in this type of situation. You're trying to play for another day. It's as simple as that. You've got to go out. You've got one game to bring your best to have another opportunity.
Well, and I guess the last thing I would think about is you this time of year you hear this a lot. If you told the Golden Knights at training camp in September they would have one game in May at home to extend their season, they would take their chance.
Absolutely. You would. That's the situation they're in, and you can look at it. There's going to be guys will look at it different ways, but you look at it whatever way is going to bring that competitive spirit out of you, and it is. You've got to have a confidence. We've heard a lot all year, talked about the leadership on this team, the veteran group they are, how close they are, and that swagger, you've got to find it. You've got to bring it. And I think there's enough voices, there's enough people to lead both vocally and then on the ice on what needs to be done.
All right, well, we're heading back to Vegas, literally, on the team plane after game five. And we are not great flyers. It's a little bit bumpy, but we have to get back now to seeing where the Peaky Blinders are up to, which usually is up to no good for this group.
Yes, that's been the show. I know we're a few years behind catching up, but entertaining, and we'll stay tuned to this and get set tomorrow back in the hockey mode.
Well, Tommy Shelby and company, they're I'm sure going to be beating people up or doing something illegal, so we'll get back to the show as we head back to Vegas for game six.
Pretty good choice there by Dave and Shane, going with Peaky Blinders and catching up on a pretty good show there, as both the players and the broadcasters will look forward to a rest day on Thursday before action resumes for game six on Friday at T-Mobile Arena. Before we completely put a bow on Game 5, though, let's listen into some post-game comments from head coach Bruce Cassidy and some of the players. First up, Noah Hanifin and Alec Martinez describe where the shift really took place in this series for the Golden Knights, and Bruce Cassidy goes through some of the issues that plagued the VGK in Game 5, including on the side of discipline.
I mean, I think it's been a real tight series, you know, back and forth a lot. That was a tough one. You know, we had some chances to tie it there in the third and just couldn't really finish, but it's been tight. Every game's a battle and close, and I think right now our focus has to shift on, you know, getting the win at home. We can't lose three in a row at home, and then you know, push it to a game seven. So I think that's just where our mindset's at now.
You know, I said it before the game, there's going to be momentum shifts throughout games and throughout series, and you got to handle that with composure, and I think we let our emotions get the best of us in the second there. It was obviously penalty trouble, but, you know, we got away from our game. I think had a little too much panic in our game, a little bit too much of a fire drill. We just got to handle the emotional side of it better.
Alex Pietrangelo's captain of the Cup team. He's a leader. He knows how to win. So it's two games now. He's taken a roughing penalty. It's led to a power play goal. Are you surprised, disappointed? What's the word?
Both. Veteran guys should know better. Listen, we didn't like the hit on Theodore Bice again. Quite obvious, left his feet, targeted the head. So you're going to be upset, right? But that's playoff hockey. You got to find a way to channel it. And then, you know, there's controlled aggression out there all over the ice in every series. So that's an area you've got to take a number and, you know, try to get those things squared away lately. Listen, Dallas went through it last year, right? Ben got thrown out, if you remember. And so there's a little bit of a learning curve that goes into it. And we should know better, to go back to your question, but it happens. And we've got one more game, obviously, to get it squared away, because margins are too thin right now, especially their power play is going well. The way they operate their power play, a guy like Nick Hag was a long body, can help defend how they throw pucks at the net. We don't have them available, so it even gives them another advantage. So we're going to have to make some adjustments on how we kill. I thought we did, as the game went on, did a better job. Obviously, the last goal, Robertson just made a nice play to find space. But going back to your question, that we have to take care of our discipline. Just have to. It's that simple.
Obviously, some disappointment from the Golden Knights after Game 5, but they have an opportunity on home ice in Game 6 to continue their season and force a Game 7 against the Dallas Stars. After the break, we'll take a look at the rest of the NHL playoff action from Wednesday night and take stock of where teams stand as round one winds down.
Listen up! Your share at winning over $500,000 in free fuel and products is just a tap away with the Terrible Social House app.
Yes!
With a qualifying purchase at the pump or in-store, you can shop, spin, and win directly on your phone. Win free products that you can redeem instantly in-store, or if you're feeling lucky, you could land on free fuel towards your next fill-up. Shop, spin, and win. Download and play today. Terrible's. Deliberately different since 1959. Go to Terrible's.com for more details.
Hello, I am Kerry Buboltz, President and CEO for your Vegas Golden Knights. I am a proud board member of the Nevada Donor Network Foundation. With over 600 Nevadans waiting for a life-saving organ transplant, we can all do our part to bring hope to those waiting. I am partnering with Nevada Donor Network to raise awareness about registering to be a hero. I am a registered organ, eye, and tissue donor, and proud Nevadan. Are you? Join us at wearenevadans.org.
Taking a look at the rest of the action in the NHL playoffs on Wednesday night, there was only one other game alongside the Golden Knights and the Stars, and it came from Edmonton, as the Oilers looked to move on and win their first-round series against the LA Kings on home ice. And in Game 5, the Oilers did indeed win and move on, a 4-3 victory for Edmonton over the LA Kings, as the Oilers take their spot as the first team from the Pacific bracket to move on to the second round. Evander Kane, Leon Draisaitl, and Zach Hyman, your goal scorers, Draisaitl with two goals in the game, help Edmonton to a 4-3 victory as they move on to round two. Taking a look at where things stand in the bracket currently then, of course, the Colorado Avalanche have already clinched their spot in the second round. They await either the Stars or the Golden Knights in round two. Oilers have moved on to round two. They are waiting on the result of the Vancouver Canucks and Nashville Predators series, which we'll get to in just a moment when we take a look at the upcoming schedule. Out east, both Metro teams have already moved on, the Rangers and Hurricanes winning their respective series in the first round to meet each other in round two, while the Florida Panthers still awaiting on the Boston Bruins and Toronto Maple Leafs to wrap up after Toronto extended the series with a Game 5 overtime win in Boston. And speaking of that series, Game 6 back in Toronto comes Thursday night. Bruins at Maple Leafs, 5 o'clock Pacific time. Maple Leafs playing with their season on the line. The same exact situation that the Golden Knights will find themselves in on Friday. At home, down 3-2 in the series, and looking to push it back to 7. Canucks and Predators still that other series that we're waiting on the result for, and they will resume on Friday alongside the Golden Knights. Game from Nashville will be at 4 o'clock on Friday, while the Golden Knights and Stars drop the puck at 7 o'clock for their Game 6. With the Golden Knights coming home on Friday, a reminder that it's two for tacos. When the Golden Knights score two goals in the same period at T-Mobile Arena, it's two free tacos for all fans in attendance using their ticket stub that same night and all day the next day at their local Taco Bell. So let's hope for a strong start for the Golden Knights, get those tacos out of the way early, and get a lead in Game 6 on the Dallas Stars. Thanks as always for tuning into VGK today. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on your preferred podcast platform, as we'll be back every day throughout the 2024 Stanley Cup playoffs with new episodes. Stay tuned for tomorrow as Gary Lawless joins the show to get us ready for Game 6. Justin Russo signing off for VGK Today, presented by BetMGM.